From Tidbits on April 7th, 2014, this is iWork Suite Gains View Only Option and Other Enhancements, written by Michael E. Cohen. As it did in November 2013, and again in January 2014, Apple has released an update to its iWork Suite of apps, Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, across all three platforms on which it runs, Mac OS X, iOS, and iCloud. For those keeping track, that's 9 apps that got some Apple update love in this latest release. Let's take them on a platform-by-platform basis. First, the Mac. The top-listed update feature for all three apps is the addition of a new view-only setting, so you can share viewable but non-editable versions of Pages documents, Numbers spreadsheets, and Keynote presentations. In addition, all three apps have received usability improvements, improved text box behavior, improved instant alpha image editing, media browser improvements, including search, and improved AppleScript support. For more on this, by the way, you should see Ben Waldie's Macworld article, Latest iWork Update is Another Win for AppleScript. And you might also want to check out the AppleScript and iWork site for useful tips and resources. All the iWork apps on the Mac also now enable users to create custom data formats and control the Z order of bubble chart labels. Pages, now at version 5.2, improves its copy and paste performance, including better placement of pasted objects. Arabic and Hebrew support is also improved, with new templates provided for both languages, better bidirectional text support, and with Hebrew documents getting a word count feature. Rulers can now display measurements as a percentage of page size, and the origin point of the rulers, both horizontal and vertical, can be set to the center of the ruler. Users can now rearrange document sections by dragging them around in the thumbnail sidebar, also known as the page navigator. EPUB export has been improved, and EndNote support is enhanced, particularly when one uses citations and footnotes. Those who use tables in Pages will be pleased to learn that inline shapes and images in table cells are preserved when imported. Numbers, at version 3.2, enables users to set margins and to create headers and footers in print setup. The app also offers new print options, including page numbering, zoom, and page ordering. Users can now drag CSV files directly into a Numbers spreadsheet, and existing tables can be updated by dragging CSV files onto them. In addition, users can now create custom table styles. Microsoft Excel compatibility has also been improved. Keynote 6.2 offers new transitions and builds, SKID, Object Revolve, and Drift and Scale. Magic Move has also been improved and now provides text morphing. Animation performance has generally been improved, and motion blur can now be added to animations. The app's presenter display feature offers improved layouts and labels. Users can now specify the start and end times of movies that have been added to presentations, and animated GIFs are now supported as well. The capability to export presentations to PowerPoint's PPTX format has also been added to this release. Moving to iOS. All three iOS apps in the suite, now at version 2.2, provide view-only sharing of documents just like their Mac counterparts, along with better support for bidirectional text and some unspecified usability improvements. All three apps also enable users to search for documents by name and control the Z order of bubble chart labels. Pages for iOS boasts improvements for bidirectional text, similar to those in the Mac app, including word count for Hebrew, and new Arabic and Hebrew templates, and the app's EPUB export feature has also been improved. Numbers for iOS has improved the speed with which it imports CSV files. It provides better Microsoft Excel compatibility, and it offers a progress indicator for calculations. Keynote 2.2 users can now use a finger to illustrate slides as they are presented. The feature, called Highlighter, is described more fully in an Apple support article entitled Keynote for iOS About Highlighter. The new transitions provided in the Mac version, Skid, Object, Revolve, and Drift and Scale, have made their way to the iOS app, and the presenter display now provides a portrait layout option. The iOS app can export to PPTX format, just like its Mac sibling. And along with the updated app, Apple has also supported its support article about optimizing keynote presentations for iOS compatibility. Finally, the iCloud versions. Helpfully, the still in beta iCloud versions of the apps provided by the iCloud.com site offer the new view-only setting just like the Mac and iOS apps do. But it's perhaps most important in the iCloud version, where you may wish to share a document broadly without letting anyone make changes. All three apps can now open documents from iCloud Mail, and all three offered improved support for Retina displays. Each app has had its toolbar and control designs tweaked. Pages for iCloud offers better text wrap options, new templates, and the capability to open password-protected Pages 09 and Microsoft Word documents. It also enables users to edit chart data in imported documents, and it preserves images and shapes in table cells of imported documents. In this iteration of Numbers for iCloud, pop-up menus, conditional highlighting rules, and custom data formats are preserved when documents are imported. And the web app also lets users open password-protected Numbers 09 and Microsoft Excel documents. When viewing or editing a shared document, users can now jump to a collaborator's sheet selection. Keynote for iCloud makes collaboration a little easier by letting users jump to a collaborator's slide selection. Chart data in imported presentations can now be edited, and the web app can now open password-protected Keynote 09 and Microsoft PowerPoint presentations. The new Mac and iOS apps are available via software update on their respective platforms, and the iCloud apps are now live on the iCloud.com site. In addition, Apple has updated its About the New iWork for Mac features and compatibility document, listing some of the most noteworthy changes, and, as it has in previous versions of the document, promises to, quote, add brand new features on an ongoing basis, end quote. Stay tuned. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.